Fears of unrest complicate aid efforts in Haiti. Millions of Haiti's orphans are at risk in the wake of disaster. And Jesus film teams in Haiti need prayer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. United Nations peacekeepers say anger is rising over the slow distribution of aid. CURE International's Steve Bostian spoke to us from the airport in Port-au-Prince.
For the military convoys of food and supplies that are being planned right now, they're planning the same level of security that they would plan for a war zone convoy.
With high security and a rush of supplies, there's a bottleneck. That means getting larger aid teams in will be more difficult, and hospitals are shorthanded.
At the hospitals I visited, less than 25% of their personnel showed up for work, which means they're either dead or they have their own family crisis that they're dealing with.
Bostian says they're needed.
We were the first medical mission to come in and assess their situation and to offer assistance.
CURE is mobilizing more.
That always lends itself to people asking the question, why did you come? Why did you do this? During those times, we have the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and answer that question fully.
We have more details on our website. Next, up to 2 million children are feared orphaned or at least separated from their parents in Haiti. There are growing concerns about their safety as looters prowl. The prison also collapsed and inmates are roaming the streets. Kids face abuse and attacks in the chaos of what was Port-au-Prince. Kids Alive's Al Lackey says,
Kids Alive hopes to cooperate with some of the other organizations there and rescue these children and bring them into temporary care, give them the counseling and care that they're going to need after going through this horrible experience.
They're first making sure the kids they're already helping stay safe. They're also preparing to help more of them. When Kids Alive says yes, it's a lifelong commitment. The kids hear this message.
We're going to care for you until you are a young adult. We're going to educate you. We're going to love you. We're going to teach you about Jesus Christ. And we want you to be the godly changing agents of the future Haiti.
Kids Alive's already sent funding to begin rescue measures. More needs to be done. You're listening to Mission Network News. Food, medicine, shelter, and water are all in high demand in Haiti. Water will continue to be an issue long term. Living Water International has been working in Haiti since 2004. LWI's Jonathan Wiles says they had a team in Port-au-Prince when the quake hit.
We finally heard from our crew nearest the epicenter and have confirmation that all of our team members and their families are accounted for.
Wiles says their northern team is intact and plans to restore 500 incapacitated water systems.
The population of the city is going to be fleeing out into the outlying areas, but those villages are going to be quickly swelling in population, and whatever water they have is not going to be enough. So our goal is to begin with those outlying areas and work our way in so that we can service the areas where the people are fleeing to first.
LWI will be working through the church network so the gospel will be shared. The average cost of repairing a water system, $3,000. Your help is needed. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, while physical relief is a priority, the Jesus Film Project is doing everything they can to reach the lost. Haitian Jesus Film teams are already there and ready to respond to the needs on the ground. Project leaders don't yet know the status of all their national film team workers, but they're reaching out to the families around them. When the earthquake hit China, Jesus teams responded and people came to Christ. Pray many who are bound to voodooism will turn to Christ in Haiti. And Buckner International and its international adoption affiliate, Dillon International, are gearing up to help Haiti earthquake victims, too. They'll be collecting funds for medical relief for Dillon's Gladys Thomas Hope Hospital, which is receiving many casualties from the quakes. They're collecting funds to purchase gasoline for generators, food, and additional medical supplies, all in an effort to help physically and spiritually. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you imagine your life without fear? Mission Network News would like to help you with Max Licato's book, Fearless, for a gift of any amount. It's a book that shows how life can be lived with confidence and joy when fear is replaced with faith. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.